Brian, as I said at the start of the show, it was a wonderful gathering at Our Lady of Peace Retreat in Beaverton for their annual family barbecue. It's amazing how they can get, I think there may have been close to 1,000 people there throughout the course of the day, to get that many people in there. And it feels like it's a family reunion. It's just an incredible time to be out there. And as I said, the weather agreed very, very well. Those sisters must have been praying a novena leading up to that event. Now, if you were there, you got a chance to look at so many offerings, the different booths there. And Elena Rodriguez was there from EWTN. And she stopped over this morning at Mater Dei Radio joining us today. Good morning, Elena.
Brenda, good morning. Brian, good morning. It's so good to see both of you speaking about feeling like you are among family. This is how I feel right now with you and all our listeners.
We get very excited when we find out that you are making your kind of auto tour around, that you're going to stop in, because both Brian and I agree. We just think Elena's the best. We can't wait to see her.
Goodness.
It's a great time. We got a chance to see you yesterday. I don't know if it's how it planned or the way that God designed it, but you were able to set up a table there at our Lady of Peace Retreat in Beaverton. What a great day it was, wasn't it?
It couldn't have been better. And I think, I agree with you, I think the sisters were definitely praying, because it was a heaven-filled day. I was just delighted to be there and have an EWTN table, which was not planned until maybe a week ago. It was a last-minute pop-up thing. And the opportunity presented itself, and I thought, I have to be there. It was my first time being at Our Lady of Peace Retreat, so I didn't know what to expect. And I thought, okay, everybody there, because this has been going on for a long time. It's a tradition, and I am from outside. I'm coming in, and I'm going to be the outsider, so I'm going to try to do my best and meet as many people as I can. And you know what? From the very first moment that I set foot on the property, everybody was so friendly, so welcoming. The smiles were shining, and it just made me feel like it's almost like a homecoming back to a family reunion. And I don't know anybody, but I feel like I do, because we all feel that sense of unity in our faith, right?
That's it.
And it's the love for our most blessed mother. And so everybody was so welcoming. The Knights of Columbus were there, so organized, directing the traffic into your parking spot, pointing where you could park, what you could do, the best way to move around, because I had some boxes. So they immediately started helping. It was fantastic. And then when I walked in, you had your tent all set up, and you were emceeing and keeping the crowd alive with the saint walk. What a great idea that is, to have that saint walk.
That walk is wildly popular. I mean, as soon as people start arriving in the morning, they're asking, when are you going to start the saint walk? When are you going to start the saint walk? And those kids love it, and they look for their saint. There was one little girl, her name was Gemma. And she, like, every time she got on there, she had to go find her saint. What a great way to just encourage young people to know our saintly friends. As I said throughout the day, they're all saints in the making, as aren't
exactly.
We all. Aren't we all? Well, Elena, thank you for being with us again this morning as you make your rounds. Just for our listeners, remind them a little bit about who you are and what you do here as part of EWTN and how we connect with Mater Dei Radio.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Well, EWTN is EWTN.com is a Catholic television and radio network, and Mater Dei Radio is our affiliate and has been forever. and what we do is, because some people I discovered are not familiar with EWTN, it's like your ESPN of the Catholic faith, if
I
you will.
I like it.
It is, and actually ESPN and EWTN go back to the same founding year, 1981, not related at all, but we do the play play-by-play on faith. So we carry all the large-scale broadcasts from the Vatican this past weekend. We have been witnesses to a wonderful the Jubilee of the Youth, and we carry that from the very beginning to the end. So anytime you tune into EWTN, you're going to be able to have your faith companion right there. When you get on the road, set your dial to Modern Day Radio. Download the app so that you can drive in traffic and drive in peace, as opposed to everybody else who is a little bit stressed because of the traffic. But you'll be in tune with your faith. And when you want to watch events from the Vatican, tune to EWTN.com. And that's what I do. I was there promoting EWTN, and a lot of people don't know that we exist. So yes, we do exist. And we were founded by Mother Angelica, a Franciscan nun who is now with the Lord. And she started back in the year 1981. She just wanted to talk about Jesus on TV. And it wasn't like it is right now. Today, we all have video phones and we go around, we make videos, we post them, and it goes viral all in a matter of 30 seconds, right? It's amazing. Back then, the nuns didn't even know how to turn on a TV camera, but they wanted to talk about Jesus. And today, EWTN is the largest Catholic religious media network in the world. And so we are very, very, very happy and proud to be partners with Modern Day Radio. And so if you're listening to this, that makes you part of the EWTN family as well. And for those who are very familiar with EWTN, I just want to let you know that we do have the EWTN app, and that we are going to be revamping that app. So we're going to be adding a lot of new documentaries and series, some more content for our young people, our dear young people, who are not only just the future of the church, like Pope John Paul said, our young people are the present.
The now of the church.
Exactly. So for you, if you are young and you're listening right now, you should be very excited. We're going to be adding a lot of content to the EWTN app, which is a free download from your favorite app source. We are also going to be revamping our apps on Roku, Amazon Fire, and Google TV, Apple TV, and so Android TV, I'm sorry, I should say. And we are going to be making a lot more friendly to use. For instance, if you're watching something and you stopped halfway through because you got to go do something else, you can come back to the same point and pick up later. So that's how I kind of watch, because sometimes I can't sit for a whole 60 minutes. And so we are adding a lot of improvements. So you want to make sure to download the EWTN app, and you can watch on live stream on your smart TV, or you watch on your mobile device, and then you can take it with you when you are traveling out on the road, maybe summer vacation, and you're away from home. You can watch your favorite shows or catch up and see the recordings later. So there's a youth series that is called James the Less. And yes. You're both very familiar with it. Brenda and Brian are. I know that. And we just released the second season of it. So last year we released the first, and they last about 7-8 minute episodes, and there are about 7 of them. We have just made available 7 more episodes, and it's very funny. It's very funny.
That's great.
I'll just tease it, like a young man who knew nothing about the church or had any interest for faith ends up getting a job at a church, of all places, because all of a sudden all the doors are closing on him. He can't find a job anywhere else. And it starts with that. So
okay.
The adventure goes on.
I like that James the Less is getting his attention, because who wants to be known as the Less? That's for sure. Great partnership that Mater Dei Radio has. In fact, I believe it was the day of the election of Pope Leo. We were into our broadcast, and we had all the coverage from EWTN that morning when you were listening. So those are just some of the great ways that Mater Dei Radio and EWTN bring all of our listeners here in the Portland area and south in Salem and down into Eugene everything that is important to our Catholic faith to everyone today. So Elena, thanks so much. We're going to have some more discussions after the show, but thanks for being with us this morning.